While Iranians and many people around the world are preparing to mark the departure anniversary of the Islamic Republic of Iran's late founder, Imam Khomeini, scholars and political figures are discussing his thoughts. In the Iranian capital, Tehran, several conferences and seminars have been held about creating a world without violence, according to Imam Khomeini. Gisumish Ahmadi has more.
Over 400 scholars and political figures who are in Tehran to attend a ceremony to commemorate the 26th anniversary of the demise of Imam Khomeini on Thursday have been discussing the thoughts of the late founder of the Islamic Republic and how he led a nonviolent revolution to victory. Separate conferences and seminars were held in different parts of town, providing a platform to reflect on his strategy for social change, one that rejects the use of physical violence.
Revolution, the way we know it, is about people from all walks of life uniting to get what they want. And it took them less than a year to make the changes they were seeking with the guidance of Imam Khomeini.
Officials and high-ranking political figures, particularly those who knew Imam Khomeini in person, shared their first-hand experiences.
Back in those days, the group called Fadaiyan Islam never got any support from Imam Khomeini because they had guns.
Why should it be any different today? Saudi Arabia is expected to preach Muslim unity as the host Muslims visiting the house of God. But it is bombing innocent Yemeni people. That is a very big mistake Saudi Arabia is making.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who wasn't able to participate, sent a message to one of these seminars where he was invited to give a speech, stressing that
in today's world where one can find the traces of violence and extremism against innocent civilians everywhere, people are more than ever in need of the thoughts and ideas of great peace seekers, such as the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini.
Despite the 1999 UN International Convention for the Suspension of Financing Terrorism, many countries are fanning the flames in which the Middle East is burning in. Today, Syria and Iraq are bleeding as they continue to fight terrorists. Lebanon, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Yemen are battling extremism, and millions of war refugees are scattered across the Middle East. Considering the recent developments in the region, a look back at Imam Khomeini's way of life and way of thinking could lead the way to a world free of violence. Gisumish Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.